February 14, Oswald and Biddy Chambers, my utmost for his highest. The discipline of heeding. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light, and what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. Matthew 10:27. At times God puts us through the discipline of darkness to teach us to heed him. Songbirds are taught to sing in the dark, and we are put into the shadow of God's hand until we learn to hear him. What I tell you in darkness, watch where God puts you into darkness, and when you are there, keep your mouth shut. Are you in the dark just now in your circumstances or in your life with God? Then remain quiet. If you open your mouth in the dark, you will talk in the wrong mood. Darkness is the time to listen. Don't talk to other people about it. Don't read books to find out the reason of the darkness, but listen and heed. If you talk to other people, you cannot hear what God is saying. When you are in the dark, listen, and God will give you a very precious message for someone else when you get into the light. After every time of darkness, there comes a mixture of delight and humiliation. If there is delight only, I question whether we have heard God at all. Delight in the hearing God speak, but chiefly humiliation. What a long time I was in hearing that. How slow I have been. What a long time I was in hearing that. How slow I have been in understanding that. And yet God has been saying it all these days and weeks. Now he gives you the gift of humiliation, which brings the softness of heart that will always listen to God now. That's the end of Oswald's and Biddy's text. Most of the time in my spiritual experience, I tried to remove darkness. I tried to still the troubled waters, and I tried to manage my circumstances and finances in ways that would bring a peace to my soul. But in times of darkness, I missed the opportunity for many years, several decades, to actually hear the voice of God. I was totally unaware that it's in the dark times that God wants to speak. I would also scurry off almost immediately to some other spiritual person that I thought might give me some advice about what God was trying to do, only to find that they weren't any more aware of what he was doing than I was, but especially ignorant of the fact that what God wanted to do with me in my darkness had nothing to do with anybody else's darkness. What God wants to tell me in the dark and quiet times is something he wants to tell me and me alone. But I missed his voice because I was running around hearing other voices. When I encounter anything that brings mystery to me now, when I encounter anything that seems to be shrouded in darkness, I wait and I'm still and I listen and I let God teach me. It is about letting the presence of God actually touch my presence and coexist with me in my private darkness, such that I can hear him speak, almost, as it were, hear him breathe in the dark quietness. If you want to know God, you need to be still. Stop thrashing. If you want to know God, you need to put out all of your preconceived notions and theologies from your mind and let the Spirit of God speak directly from his word and directly from his heart to you. Yes, in those times of darkness, we may be humiliated and humbled and otherwise look foolish, but the one thing we can be assured, that God always has our best at heart. And if I will be still, and I will wait, and I will listen, he will speak to me as he speaks to no other. I only ever want to hear his voice for the rest of my days.